John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. The man is one of the greatest storytellers I've ever come across, and he's a damn fine musician as well. Randy Bachman, or as they say where he lives, Bachman, has a new documentary coming out about Randy Bachman. It's simply called Bachman, and he's on the phone right now. Hiya, Randy.
Hi, how are you guys? Good?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Great. I spent a lot of time in Philly in the last 15 years.
Oh, yeah, I know. You did a couple of our concerts, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and I had a daughter there, and family was there going to Temple in dentistry.
Hey.
For like 15 years, I'd visit there several times a year.
Oh, God, we never knew that. We would have sucked you into the studio each time.
I tried calling you guys all the time. You never answered your phone.
You liar. FilmRise is this great company who keeps doing all these interesting films, and they put this together about you. And the last time we spoke was right after you had done the Storyteller DVD. And
And
I get the feeling that somebody at FilmRise saw it, because that was one of the best storyteller things I had ever seen in my life, and I just love it. This isn't the same. What is this? Is this just your life story?
Yeah, it's like John Barnum. I think he edited that Every Song Tells a Story, the DVD you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And he just wanted to do a little bit more, but have more than just the stories behind the songs, have the stories behind me. And where I grew up and the history of Winnipeg, which is an incredible city, was like the Liverpool of Canada in the mid-60s, you know, kicking out Neil and the Squires and Burton Cummings and the Devrons and me and the Guess Who and BTO and Fred Turner and BTO. And he just wanted to tell that story. So it's my story, but it's also the story of Winnipeg and these other bands.
I never realized you were a Mormon. Were you always a Mormon?
No, I converted to marry a really nice lady, and I left the church, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was a nice club when I was in it. It was like a club. It was like I had joining a health club. It's when they said, we don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I said, great, that's me, a great club. I can join with no problem.
Did that cause you any problems with other members of the bands?
Well, yeah, when somebody wants to do something and you want to play games and your kids want to watch Peppa Pig on TV, you have a fight. You know what I mean?
To be honest, I'm impressed that you rocked out Peppa Pig right there. That's pretty good.
That's the new thing. Listen, yeah. I've got grandchildren. I know who Peppa Pig is. Are you kidding?
Peppa Pig, Paw Patrol, all that.
Yeah. Backyardigan.
Yeah.
I know all these
Bubble
things.
Guppies.
God. Oh, wow. You guys are more hardcore than me.
Oh, God. You're not going to break into Baby Shark, are you?
I might.
No, but I'm going to do a kid's album. I'll be back with the Bachman Baby album.
I'm sort of curious. The song Let It Ride. Is that about cheating on somebody?
No.
No? Okay, tell me the story.
You think I would write about cheating?
I ain't no
country guy.
Well, it could have been somebody cheating on you as well. But.
Oh, I've had that happen. No. I was driving BTO from Winnipeg to New Orleans to play Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And I'm on the freeway, and I'm driving an American Motors station wagon. You know what that's like?
Oh, sure.
AMC?
AMC, yeah.
So it's totally a gutless car. This is a station wagon loaded with gear, and in front of me pulls a semi-trailer. And our license plate says, Friendly Manitoba. So beside me pulls a semi-trailer, and these guys are talking on their CB radios. They decide to slow down to like 35 miles an hour, and I'm boxed in behind this one guy, and the other guy's beside me. And I can't get out. They're going 35 miles an hour, and they're laughing, and they're playing a game with the Friendly Manitobans. And I decide to fall back, and then there's two toot behind me, and there's a third one behind me. So these three guys have me blocked in. Finally, one of them takes a truck stop to get gas. Turner and I, are the big guys in BTO, are going to go have a word with this truck driver and really tear a strip off this guy. This guy gets out of his cab. He looks like a refrigerator with a head stuck on top. This guy dwarfs us. I look up to this guy and I'm saying, excuse me, sir. You're driving very impolitely. It's very dangerous and blah, blah, blah. And he looks at me and he said, it's no big deal, buddy. Why don't you just let it ride? And he walks away and I said to Fred, what does that mean? Because, like, in 1972, nobody knew what that meant. Like, let it ride. And that's when he said, well, there's a truck term for, like, just let it go, man. That's no big deal. So I've got this chord progression. And we get to the dressing room, and I play for Fred, and I say, here's a chord progression. Can we sing Let It Ride over this, or what can we sing? And so we start to write the song. We're sharing the dressing with the Doobie Brothers. So play Long Train Runnin', which came out after Let It Ride, and play the beginning to Let It Ride. and you see what happened in the dressing room that day.
Okay. Well, Randy Bachman's new movie, Bachman, a music documentary about him, is available on iTunes, Prime Video, Google Play, and DVD. Randy, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, guys.
You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.